Argument 5. Rejuvenation of Islam. The fifth argument for the truth of the claims of Hazrat Mirza Ghulam Ahmad, on whom be peace, is that he has rejuvenated Islam. He has restored Islam to purity and power. As this was the task appointed for the promised Messiah and Mahdi, there can be no doubt that he is the promised Messiah and Mahdi. Un-Islamic conceptions current among Muslims. All the thoughtful persons agree that Islam today is not the Islam which the Holy Prophet, on whom be peace and the blessings of God, taught to his companions. The only people who disagree are the Maulvis, who have become insensitive to facts because of incessant religious discussions. There seems little doubt that something is wanting in the Islam of today. Of the Islam of the Holy Prophet's time, we are told in the Holy Quran, رُبَمَا يَوَدُّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَوْ كَانُوا مُسْلِمِينَ. Often will the disbelievers of Islam wish they were Muslims. Is this the thought and sentiment of non-Muslims today? No. On the contrary, Islam is the object of derision and doubt. To say nothing of non-Muslims, Muslims themselves entertain doubts about many of the teachings of Islam. Some find fault with its basic teachings, others with its moral conceptions, still others with its regulations for daily life. The certainty and conviction which it once produced in the minds of its followers, it no longer inspires today. Muslims today are not prepared to make the sacrifices they were prepared to make at one time. This being so, we have to concede one of three possibilities. Either we must admit that the electrifying power of Islam of which we read in history is only fiction, an exaggeration by later generations of the second-rate achievements of their ancestors. Or we must admit that nobody tries to practice Islam today. Or we must admit that the Islam we practice is not the true Islam, and thus Islam no longer produces the results which it should. It is the third alternative which seems true to the facts. The purifying power of Islam and its practical effectiveness are proved not only by the recorded traditions of Islam, but also by evidence to be found in all parts of the world. When Muslims understood and practiced Islam correctly, they were progressive and dominant. Nor can it be said that nobody practices Islam today. Muslims of different persuasions and different conceptions practice the Islam in which they believe. There are Muslims who appoint for themselves the most difficult religious exercises and do not hesitate even to give their lives, yet they achieve nothing for themselves or for Islam. The conclusion is inevitable. Therefore, that the conception of Islam present in the minds of Muslims today is not the true one. The Holy Prophet, on whom be peace and the blessings of God, said, لَمْ يَبْقَى مِنَ الْإِسْلَامِ إِلَّا اسْمُهُ. A time will come when nothing will be left of Islam except its name. It seems that that time has come. Nothing is left of Islam except its name, that is, its superficial and external observances. The substance, the inner significance, is gone. The sort of Islam which is believed and practiced today cannot produce the results which it produced at one time. Nor can this sort of Islam impress the followers of other religions as it once did. No doubt, individuals belonging to other religions are attracted even today by its faded glory. But they are few, and they must be extraordinarily good at heart. Generally speaking, Islam no longer makes the appeal which it made at one time. The recorded sayings of the Holy Prophet point to the same conclusion. On one occasion, the Holy Prophet said,
تَفْتَرِقُ أُمَّتِي عَلَى ثَلَاثٍ وَسَبْعِينَ مِلَّةٍ كُلُّهُمْ فِي النَّارِ إِلَّا مِلَّةً وَاحِدَةٍ
قَالُوا مَنْ هِيَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ
قَالَ مَا أَنَا عَلَيْهِ وَأَصْحَابِي
A time will come when my followers will become divided into 73 sects. All of them except one will deserve the fire. Some in the audience asked who the Muslims were who would be on the side of the true Islam. The Holy Prophet answered,
Those who follow my example and the example of my companions.
On another occasion he said,
يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ خُذُوا مِنَ الْعِلْمِ قَبْلَ أَن يُقْبَضَ الْعِلْمُ أَوْ قَبْلَ أَن يُرْفَعَ الْعِلْمُ
قِيلَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ كَيْفَ يُرْفَعُ الْعِلْمُ
وَهَذَا الْقُرْآنُ بَيْنَ أَظْهُرِنَا فَقَالَ أَيْ ثَكَلَتْكَ أُمَّكَ وَهَذِهِ الْيَهُودُ وَالنَّصَارَى بَيْنَ أَظْهُرِهِمُ الْمَصَاحِفُ لَمْ يُسْبِحُوا يَتَعَلَّقُونَ بِالْحَرْفِ مِمَّا جَاءَتْهُمْ بِهِ أَنْبِيَاؤُهُمْ أَلَا وَإِنَّ ذَهَابَ الْعِلْمِ أَنْ يُذْهَبَ حَمَلَتُهُ ثَلَاثَ مَرَّاتِ
O men, acquire knowledge before knowledge disappears. Those who heard him asked, O Prophet of God, how will knowledge disappear while we have the Holy Quran in our possession? The Holy Prophet replied, In the same way in which it happened before. Your mother may have mercy on you. Do you not see that the Jews and the Christians possess their books? But they have not the least regard for the teachings contained in the books, which their prophets brought to them from God. Knowledge disappears from the earth when those who have knowledge disappear from the earth. The last sentence the Holy Prophet repeated three times. It appears from the hadith that a most critical time lay ahead for the Muslim community, the Ummah of the Holy Prophet. This critical time was the time when knowledge was to disappear from this world. At the same time, it seems that when this time arrived, a party would be found among the Muslims which still adhered to the true Islam. This party was to be the party which would imitate the example of the companions of the Holy Prophet. This party is none other than the party of the promised Messiah. For the Holy Prophet, on whom be peace, has also said,
مَثَلُ أُمَّتِي مَثَلُ الْمَطَرِ لَا يُدْرَى أَوَّلُهُ خَيْرٌ أَمْ آخِرُهُ
My Ummah is like the rain. I do not know whether the better part of it is the earlier one or the later. Therefore, the Holy Prophet's words, those who follow my example and the example of my companions, refer to the followers of the promised Messiah. In truth, no other party or group can answer to this description. No Muslim group can imitate the example of the companions of the Holy Prophet unless they have seen a messenger of God in the flesh, unless they have come under His spiritual influence.